from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmins police are looking for anyone who witnessed a collision between a bicycle and a passenger vehicle at about 4 o'clock this morning in the intersection of Algonquin and Mountjoy. Communications coordinator Mark DePozzi says the cyclist was brought to hospital with what are considered life-altering injuries. Investigators hope someone who witnessed a collision as early as it was comes forward with information.
We do have cameras in the area that are rendering assistance to our investigators. But as always, a person who saw something firsthand gives a better appraisal on occasion.
The intersection was closed for about 5 hours while officers gathered evidence. Bill 7 has passed the Ontario legislature. It will see hospital patients waiting to get into long-term care move to homes not of their choosing, thereby freeing up space in hospitals. But Premier Ford says refusing will not mean you're charged the uninsured rate of $1,800 a day to stay in the hospital. How much isn't clear, but an announcement is expected soon. The government bypassed public hearings on the bill, insisting it's needed to quell the province's current healthcare crisis. That has resulted in some emergency departments and hospital units shutting down for hours or days at a time. The closures have been blamed on staffing shortages. Ontarians no longer have to isolate for 5 days after testing positive for COVID-19. Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Kieran Moore, says your symptoms must have improved and then you have to wait 24 hours before you go back to school or work. However, Moore is recommending that you wear a mask for 10 days after you get sick. Sometime all a kid in a bad situation needs is a stuffy, a plush animal to hug. That's the motivation behind the Rotary Club of Timmins launching what it's simply calling the Teddy Bear Program. Along with Country 93.1, the club is collecting new and gently loved plush animals. Sales supervisor Samantha Genier is a Rotarian and chairs the Teddy Bear Committee. She says when a child is in an accident or similar stressful time, paramedics and police officers will have the stuffies to give them.
Not only children, eventually we'll be looking at giving them to different seniors' homes. We know seniors love to have teddy bears and stuff as well for comfort.
The first collection event is at the Mountjoy Arena during the Timmins Fall Fair. You can get more information from the Rotary Club's Facebook page or the Teddy Bear Program website. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.